Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast. Welcome back home, a modern day parable. During an encounter with Michelle's friend Tina at college, Liz harshly blames Tina for encouraging Michelle's disastrous pursuit of fame and vents her frustration that her heartbroken father is taking the blame. Liz insists that Michelle is an adult who chose her path of sin and is now simply living with the consequences. Despite her judgmental stance, Liz privately questions her own emotional well-being, singing that she feels pressed down by the weight of right and envies her fallen sister.
Some of the church members pitched in, and there's more than enough here for you to get that ticket.
That was so generous, so thoughtful of them.
You're a part of our family now.
I can feel that. It's ironic that this ticket feels more meaningful to me than the golden ticket that brought me to LA.
How do you feel about going home?
Nervous, excited, a little afraid.
Doesn't anyone know you're coming?
No. I sent Daddy a letter a little over a week ago, but I didn't leave a return address or a number where he could reach me.
Not sure how he'll respond?
No, I don't. What do you say after disappearing for months? After all the headlines, the mess? I don't even know if he'll want to see me.
You might be surprised. A father's love runs deeper than pride or pain.
I hope so. I've rehearsed the apology 100 times in my head, and none of it feels like enough.
Just be honest. Go home humble. Let your presence do more talking than your words.
It's strange. I thought this city was my dream, but somehow that house in Kansas feels more like hope than anything else.
That's the Spirit's work. Sometimes we have to leave to understand what home really means.
Thank you for this, for leading me back to God, for believing I could still go back.
Just remember, this ticket's not just for the bus. It's a passage toward grace.
At that airport many months ago, no fanfare, hardly a goodbye. I didn't know it, but I left pieces of myself in every tear I didn't cry. I thought the lights would save me. I was delighted to roam. But now I'm standing trembling, one step toward home, one step toward mercy, one breath toward grace. I don't know if I'll be welcome, but I know I need that place. I'm tired of running circles of last time I saw him, I thought it was my time to shine. I ignored the pain on my father's face, told myself that he'd be fine. Now I have to retrace my steps, make it back to my old life somehow. Even if the door stays closed, I've come too far to stop now. One step toward mercy, one breath toward grace. Show that I've truly changed. I know I'm not worthy, but I'm praying grace can cover shame. One step toward healing, one hope to call my own. Lord, if you walk beside me, I can make it. I know I can make it.
We're stopping?
Yes, Kara. It's such a beautiful afternoon. I just thought maybe I could walk a little through Old Town.
Okay, while you go walking, I can go and grab some things from the market.
The father walks slowly past a row of brick buildings in Old Town. Hands in his coat pockets, the sun warm against his face. He paused at a street corner near the Greyhound station. When a familiar figure catches his eye, wait, could it be? The father whispers quietly to himself. It can't be. He steps closer, heart beating fast. A young woman is stepping off the bus, worn duffel slung over her shoulder. Her head is down, curls tousled, eyes tired but searching. As she takes a step forward, she looks up. The father's voice catches as he barely calls out her name. Michelle, Michelle. She freezes, a long pause, tears immediately well in her eyes. Daddy, the father stops, overcome, overwhelmed. Michelle, you came home. They just stand there for a beat. Two people on opposite ends of a long journey, facing each other in the middle. Silently, he walks toward her. Then he runs. She drops her bag and she runs too. She falls into his arms and he holds her tight. She came home least expected and found grace in the street. There's grace where you might least expect it. Even grace on the street.
I came back, and you were waiting for me.
Let's go home, baby girl. Okay, let me tell you one more time. Go down to the market and find the best oxtail you can get. Lean and tender, with just enough fat to simmer nice and slow. Start that from early morning. Season it with thyme, garlic, scallion, pimento, scotch bonnet, but easy on the pepper. We don't want to burn out the joy today. Let it bubble down with butter beans till the meat is falling off the bone.
Don't worry, I've got this.
And the sides?
Rice and peas, fluffy and fragrant, not soggy, and fried plantain. I'm going to fry them golden, not too dark, just enough sweetness to dance on the tongue.
Nice. And don't forget the callaloo. Wash it proper. Steam it down with garlic and saltfish. A little onion, a little tomato. Make it bright and fresh.
No problem.
And the invitations?
Already sent.
Oh, I'm so excited. This is going to be a day of great rejoicing.
Welcome back home.
Where love has waited all along.
Welcome back home.
Where you've always belonged. No matter how long you're gone, the door is always open.
Welcome,
welcome back.
Welcome back home, a modern parable to be continued.